what factored into that and how those two looked?
Well, we just thought they were two outstanding football players that could help us. We thought that was one of the things that we needed to shore up was our, you know, our inside positions against the run in particular. And so we went in the direction of two outstanding players.
How would you evaluate your pass rush and your defensive line so far this season?
You know, I think that's the thing that everybody wants to know about, and in fact, it's you know, it's an area of concern for us always when we're not getting to the quarterback. The facts are the ball's coming out real quick, and so on and so forth. And many times we have had a good rush, but the ball's gone. So we've tipped some balls, knocked some balls down, but we'll keep coming.
How's preparing for the Eagles different than it was the past 9 years for you?
Well, it's obvious. I mean, there's a up-tempo offensive scheme that has to be prepared for, and there's the outstanding talent that the talented athletes that man the positions that have to be defended. So, you know, we're familiar with defending those outstanding players. We you have to add into the mix the up-tempo you know, timing that's involved as the offense runs their plays.
Chip Kelly talked today a little bit about almost joining your staff back when. What do you remember about that? And you know, how
was this now? Excuse me, I didn't catch that.
Chip Kelly talked about almost joining.
Oh, Chip, your staff
back in the day. What do you remember about offering him that job? How did you approach him? What was the conversation like?
Well, we thought he's an outstanding young coach who had done a very, very good job. He was a good friend of one of the members of my staff, and when the position was available, we inquired about talking with Chip and, you know, had him in, and Chip was really an outstanding candidate. I think at that point in time he wanted something other than what we had available.
Were you surprised when he, I don't know if turned down the opportunity is the right way to put it, but when he decided to stay at UNH?
No, I wasn't surprised. He explained himself very well.
If you look at the offense, the running game, what's been keeping that from being as productive as you'd like?
Execution, consistency. You know, it takes everyone doing an outstanding job. We've had some runs, but we haven't had enough of them, and it's kind of like the story of our offense. We've had some plays, but not enough.
Defensively, you guys have let up the most points so far in the NFL. Is that sort of a function of, I suppose, the inconsistency you've had in terms of your lineup? You've had some guys out. You've had injuries. Is that part of the problem there?
Well, I think there's been contributions, you know, in terms of turnovers and special teams that haven't helped. I think if you really study, we've had, as I was telling our team today, you know, three of our four games, it's been very close to the end of the third period, and the scores have been very, very close. From that point on, you know, we have contributed ourselves to the opponent eventually winning the game, whether it be turnover or we've had two punt returns against. So we've been just as much involved in some of those points being recorded and unfortunately charged to our defense as the opponent has, and I'm not taking anything away from our opponents. They've played very well, obviously, against us, but you know, we haven't helped. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's 10-7 at the end of the third quarter, whether it's 17-16, whether at the end of the game it's 30-24. You know, you have to make the plays that are necessary in order to win. We haven't done that.
Thomas, this is as much of a must-win game as it gets in this league.
I think every game is important in this league. None, perhaps, more important than another. Certainly, we'd like to win, but they're all extremely important.
How radically different, if at all, is the concepts of Chip Kelly's offense?
Well, you know, people, when Chip came into the league, people tried to study and become more aware of it and went back and looked at a lot of different things. So the pace and the way in which the theory behind the pace and the performance of the athletes is outstanding, but it's a relatively novel novel scheme to the National Football League, and it's obviously very, very good. And a lot of people are talking in very positive terms about Chip and his series.
Tom, can you talk about the development of Justin Pugh?
Yeah, I can. Justin is a very smart young player who has had, and I look around the league, and it's interesting you mention that because, you know, the Eagles have a young tackle, and we just played a young tackle, you know, at Kansas City. And so, you know, you see these young guys, and basically they're all fighting like heck to learn what the National Football League is all about and to be technically the kind of players that they have to be successful. And, you know, but you have the ability level, which is a good one, and the fact that these young guys are contributing and they get better. I know Justin gets a little bit better every week.
Coach, can you talk about, you know, your rushing attack? You were talking about, you know, problems with it. You've had a rash of injuries across the offensive line. Can you talk about that and how you're dealing with it and what the status of everybody is?
Well, we're trying to implement some newer, younger, if you will, players into the fold and get them game ready. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, we thought seriously that we'd be able to bring some of these guys along, that they would be, you know, backup players, but that's not the case right now. So, you know, we've got to bring them along as fast as we possibly can in order to be able to have some consistency in our offense, and it's absolutely necessary. Now, you know, Chris C. and David Boss, our outstanding players, did not practice again today.
I'm curious about two other local guys from a developmental perspective, Mark Herzlick in his third year at linebacker and Ryan Nassib, obviously, and I think he's a few months in now at quarterback. How has their development been so far?
Herzlick has come on very well, and he's done an outstanding job as a special teamer. As a Mike linebacker, he's a very physical kid, and he has outstanding stamina, which has been extremely impressive here. He loves the game. Ryan's a young guy who's trying to learn as much as he possibly can, as fast as he possibly can, and he's a good young prospect who is fortunate enough to be in a meeting room with Eli Manning and Curtis Painter, and that's helped him a lot.
After the Kansas City game, there was some attention given to Victor Cruz's remarks, what Justin Tuck said. I know that you were asked about it by the New York media as well. What's your relationship like with those two guys? And when a team starts off and things aren't maybe going the way that they want, does chemistry become more of a concern?
Listen, for people to make a big deal out of that is ridiculous, okay? Understand the player's frustrations. The player is an exceptional athlete and a very, very solid team player, liked by everyone, okay? Whatever he said in that regard, you know, it makes absolutely no sense for the media to pick up on something like that. I know you'd like to be divisive when things aren't going well, but I really don't appreciate that kind of... Victor's an outstanding young guy. He meant nothing by it. And, you know, I'm sure he had no idea that it was going to get the kind of coverage that it did. And if you saw my press conference on Monday,